But anyway, joining me now is our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel. Hey, we're really glad to have you with us, Stuart.
Thanks, Brent.
You were in our studio just, what, a month or two ago?
Yeah, about 2 months ago.
It just seems like last week.
It does.
And for this year camera right there,
okay.
For those who don't know, tell us quickly the story, because I know I've got a lot of alumni, but we got a lot of new people as well.
Yeah.
Tell your story real quick.
Hey, my name's Stu Scheller. I was a Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Marine Corps. In August, I made a video that resulted in my imprisonment, court-martial, and resignation from the Marine Corps. I'm still demanding accountability from my senior military leaders. Since then, I've been on a media tour, came in your show, been on shows literally for 2 months straight. But, you know, being here in CPAC, surrounded by a bunch of conservatives, people that are involved in America, it makes me feel alive. I'm excited to see all these people.
There is a lot of energy here,
isn't
there?
For sure. And so that's where I'm at now. I got out Christmas Eve, and I'm here just talking to people.
You got out Christmas Eve?
Correct. I got discharged on Christmas Eve. Yes.
Wow. I guess I forgot that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So how's it going? I mean, what are you hearing as you move around the country?
I'm hearing a lot of people that want to get involved and don't really know how. So when I first made the statements that I made, I got a lot of questions about, do you really think you can make change? And this is just the way it is. And the people that I've been talking to, I've been really encouraged about wanting to get involved and make changes, because ultimately the power in the government comes from the people. And we kind of lost that a little bit. And so people getting active and involved really can make a difference, specifically now where America's kind of at an inflection point. So that's why I'm here. I'm trying to get as involved as I can, talk to as many people as I can, and excited to be a part of this.
Yeah, excellent. So tell me this. What do you make of what's happening in Ukraine?
Yeah, it's a complicated situation. I mean, I made a post in January that it really predicted exactly what was going to happen, that our sanctions weren't going to be effective, that the Russians were going to use the Wagner Group to destabilize and then come in with military force, which is exactly how it's played out. It was pretty easy to see the writing on the wall. Ultimately, though, it's very easy to invade. It's much harder to hold. I can say that from personal experience. And so what Vladimir Putin wants right now is a quick resolution. The longer this goes on, the worse it's going to be for him. So we'll see how this plays out.
Now, when you say that, what do you mean by that? Because we're talking about Russia against this little country of Ukraine. How could it be so difficult for a massive military like Russia to hold Ukraine? I mean, I know you got a reasoning for saying that, but for the lay people who look at Russia as this huge, you know, military and little Ukraine, which is what, about the size of Texas?
Ukraine, yeah, it might be a little bit bigger. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's pretty big.
So is it because the people are going to pick up arms and fight? It's going to be like, you know, just almost like street warfare? Or is it going to be international pressure? What's it going to be?
Well, the old Soviet-style fighting is outdated, in my opinion. So if you just look at the 2006 conflict between Lebanon and Israel, Lebanon with a bunch of anti-tank missiles going against an Israeli army that had a lot of the best tanks in the world at that time, massive destruction. So right now when you have UAS assets like the TB2 that Azerbaijan used very effectively against Armenia, which is why the Marine Corps divested of its tanks, a big armored column of tanks can very easily be defeated by ground troops with anti-tank weapons and technology.
Wow.
And so it's just not the 80s where you can roll down the street in a big armored column and have the effects that you used to have. And so I do believe that if they moved in with their armor, they can be effective with the penetration. But in terms of holding it and not getting attrited out by all these dismounted forces will be very difficult.
So I don't know, have a clue how big the military is there in Ukraine. But it's what I saw was a lot of video of the military and military people wearing military uniforms seem to be training over the last month or more the civilians.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot. I mean, they're not going to be just coming against the Ukrainian military, but the people are prepared to die. I don't know if the story's true or not, but I just read, one of the staff here just told me about 13 military people that were on some little island, and some Russian warship, you know, told them to surrender, and they told them to go pound sand. Those guys, 13 military guys on that little island, were taken out. So it seems as though a lot of these people are willing to die in Ukraine for their nation.
Yeah, I mean, no person wants to die. It's human nature, but there are some values and ideals that are bigger than that, that people are willing to fight for. But I do think when you're going against a larger force and you're dismounted, things like a sniper rifle can stop a huge column of things when you're picking people off. Things like a javelin, which the American military has armed them with, The Javelin is what the American military uses for anti-tank dismounted, and it's got a standoff of about 2 kilometers. So it means if you're going to have the Javelin system, you got to get within 2 kilometers of a tank and shoot it. And all the Russian tanks have the ability to automatically slew to whatever that threat is. So if you're an individual on the ground getting ready to shoot a Javelin, those tanks automatically, without even the gunner having to do anything, are going to slew on you. So there's a lot of risk, there's a lot of threat, but to your point, yes, there's a lot of Ukrainians. They've been a sovereign nation for 30 years that believe they are a sovereign nation, rightfully so, and are willing to fight for the ideals that they believe are important to them.
Well, I mean, let's just take the all the things we've heard about Putin and this whole thing. And just I was thinking last night from just the facts, just the straight facts. You got a country invading a sovereign nation and killing innocent people. I mean, doesn't that tell you what a butcher Putin is?
Yeah, I mean, in war people die, so I believe in realism. I believe that, you know, if you have the greater force and you think that something's very important, then you can go and take it. I do believe in the world order that we've had for the last century. We believe that you shouldn't be invading sovereign nations. And I think Putin's thought process of more land equals more power is outdated. But, you know, just we look at it different than the East. The East sees it as NATO's progression is a threat to them, and we actually never addressed that. So his whole point for starting this war was saying, I don't want Ukraine to become a NATO member, and we didn't address that. But I will say, reading the news, there's countries like Finland and Sweden that are not NATO members that are now making comments that this action by Putin might drive them to become NATO members. So if Putin's whole thought process was to marginalize NATO, he may, in a way, be strengthening it if, over time, we continue to attrit Russia and the world order kind of turns against him. He could actually strengthen the one thing he was fighting against.
Let's say you were president.
Yeah.
And Russia's saying, look, I don't want NATO in Ukraine. They're going to move their weapons. They're going to put too close to me. Okay, so how would you have cut this off so we didn't get here?
I would have just talked to Putin directly and told him that, I mean, there was no chance that Ukraine was going to become a NATO member anytime soon.
But we did put them in some secondary organization,
they were a partner,
right? For peace or whatever?
They were a partner, and they were actually moving towards it early, about a decade ago, before the first Crimea action, and that kind of destabilized it enough where they were never going to really become a NATO member. So there was ways to address what Putin wanted diplomatically that we failed to do. But I will say, the current administration took a new tactic, right? So they called out all the deception and all the things that Putin has historically done so that he doesn't have surprise. So he still went forward with what he was doing, but it wasn't a surprise. I mean, for all of President Biden's faults, he called the shot, and it did play out. But what I'm upset about is him thinking the sanctions were going to be effective. He did in his last speech say, I always knew the sanctions weren't going to be effective, but I think he said that kind of late. I feel like he thought earlier that they would, and there's still other sanctions that he could impose, like SWIFT, the International Trade Organization, that he has not done. So there's other economic sanctions that he could place that he hasn't. So I think right now what the current administration is hoping is that the world order will change and realize that the aggressive actions in the current world order will have devastating effects. But I think he's also made it very clear that he's not going to put troops in Ukraine. What I'm really worried about is that if this fight spills over into somewhere like Poland, Romania, Latvia, some of these actual NATO members, then it becomes a NATO Article 5 where all the other nations...
Because we're contractually obligated.
That's right. And everyone likes to remember World War II, but what they forget about is World War I. World War I was started by the same treaties that we have in the kind of the NATO organization, and World War I led to World War II. So in a lot of ways, the whole World Wars started by these big contractually obligated
agreements
that are dangerous in a lot of ways.
Let me ask you in closing, we got Carrie Lake, who's running for governor and head in the polls, standing off camera. She's next. Let me ask you about this, though. China is watching, right?
Yeah.
So how does this impact China as they're looking at Taiwan?
I think it emboldens them in a lot of ways. I think the only way that it doesn't is if we draw Russia into a long war and attrit them out, and then China realizes that doing something like that is not effective. So if Russia is able to get closure in this conflict quickly, then I think there's no doubt that China will move on Taiwan soon. If we can attrit Russia, have countries like Finland and Sweden join NATO and make it look like a very bad option, then it might deter China for at least a longer period of time. Not saying that they won't do it inevitably, but I think it will deter them.
But what about getting America caught up in Ukraine-Russia conflict? They move on Taiwan, and now we've got it divided. Can we combat in two theaters? Are we prepared for that?
I think no. And I think that's obviously something that's playing through China's head right now. But I think China is much more deliberate. They're not as aggressive as Putin and Russia. So I'm not sure if China's going to make the move now or not. I don't think anyone knows that but them. But again...
And then you got Iran.
Yeah, Iran's always been there, right? Iran's really been the big enemy since I was fighting in Iraq. I mean, all the fighters that I killed in Iraq were Iranian, right? Same thing with a lot of the IED-making material in Afghanistan. So Iran's always been there and always been a problem.
Was it, when you say it was Iran, was it Hezbollah? Who was it? What group particularly were you fighting in Iran? That weren't from Iran?
For Iran being a Shia-dominated country, they just had a lot of people that... There wasn't a specific group. It was foreign fighters that had an ideology, that were armed. Specifically, when I say fighting Iran, it was IED and munitions that they armed people with.
Yes, okay.
The ethnicities came from a lot of different areas, but the Iranian technology pushed to those theaters were what we encountered a lot.
Wow. All right. What is your website?
AuthenticAmericans.com.
Authentic. What will they find there?
So on AuthenticAmericans.com, you can pre-order a book that I'm writing to talk about how to hold senior military leaders and politicians accountable. I've also got a forum. I've got some merchandise, some ways to donate. I've partnered with a political action committee. You can donate to that as well. So it's really all my views and different items that you can support me with.
And another maybe 2 years, we're going to see Lieutenant Colonel Scheller here running for office. Am I going to be interviewing you as a candidate for the U.S. Senate, for governor, for what?
I don't know yet. But yes, maybe.
We will get an interview, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the first, though, right?
Absolutely.
One of the first, right?
You were the first one that
I... If I have to go to your mom and dad, if I have to go to your mom to get that, I'll go.
I know you will.
Because your mom will take care of it.
She will.
She and I become good friends along with your dad.
I know.
We text, you know. We do.
I know. I believe you.
We sit on pillows and all kinds of stuff. You know that, right?
No, because I didn't get a pillow. Now
oh,
I'm
you
upset.
Didn't know that?
No, yeah.
You did not know that.
I didn't know they got pillows.
Oh, yeah. They got more than pillows. We sent them a full box of stuff. And I have the text to prove it.
I believe you.
Because she texted me back and said, hey, we really got the big full box of stuff we promised. Yeah. We take care of your mom and dad. And they take care of me. Appreciate it. Give the website one more time.
AuthenticAmericans.com.
Awesome. Great to have you with us. Good to see
Thanks,
you again.
Brent.
Glad to see you smiling.
Yeah, I appreciate it.